Love it when this time of the show comes around. It's my man from Washington, D.C., representing Chocolate City, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Woo! And it ain't Chocolate City no more. It's more like Chocolate Chips. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything is kosher, Hug.
Skip Murphy.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And special guest celebrity host Sherry Shepherd.
Huggy.
Today's show had more S's in y'all name than Mississippi. Woo! Skip Sybil and Sherry. It's like the Tony Orlando and Don Ty Yellow Ribbon Radio Show up in that motherfucker. Hey, y'all, they call it Stormy Monday. Seems to be the appropriate soundtrack of yesterday's grand jury not indicting Darren Wilson.
Yeah.
What the Ferguson? I thought How to Get Away with Murder came on TV on Thursday after Scandal, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the moment Ferguson prosecutor Robert McCullough started his press conference, I knew the shiggity was going to hit the fan. Who was his speechwriter? Roger Goodell?
Oh.
Stop it.
He called out the internet, and the news was showing the world what's going on in Ferguson. I mean, how dare the news show the news? The whole time he talked, he was trying to clear his throat. Did y'all see that? Like, he didn't believe what he was reading.
Mm-hmm.
Those lies was giving his ass acid reflux. Like the CNN legal analyst said, when the grand jury didn't indict Darren Wilson, he said it was a parody of the criminal justice system. I mean, how many more times do we have to see victims of blue-on-black crimes, y'all? I'm going to have to put that prosecutor on my list tomorrow before Thanksgiving. Hey, did y'all hear Darren Wilson got married last month to another police officer?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Who knew? Birds of a feather flock together, Sybil. So I'm also hearing Halle Berry taking her baby daddy to court. You know the Bama Gabrielle Aubrey?
Yeah.
You know the white model dude that got beat up by her French boyfriend? Now her husband, Olivier, what's his name? John Gray Poupon, Sybil? Oh, Olivier beat that boy up so bad his eyes were like he was modeling for Panda Express. Y'all remember that? Anyway, Halle Berry is in court raising hell because she claims her ex is trying to make her daughter white by straightening her curly hair and putting highlights in it because he's trying to hide her blackness. Now, the baby is 6 years old. What the hot comb hell is going on, y'all?
Wow.
Dear white folk, you don't put highlights in a 6-year-old hair. Just for me, maybe. Just for me. Now, I know grown women today, Skip, they're still blaming their mama for putting a perm in their hair while they were still in Pampers, and that's why they're half bald like Chow Yun-Fat and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You know, some of the women, their hair don't grow on the sides, you know, look like they got a... They're like skin earmuffs, you know what I mean?
Who you bad, Huggy?
Well, sounds like Gabrielle need his ass re-whoops, Sherry.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to leave that little black baby hair alone. You ain't trying to straighten out all that money Holly giving you a month. You're non-fighting unsub.
Yes.
Well, Holly had to find out the hard way. Once you go white, your mixed baby daddy will use highlights. Or is it mixed baby daddy will use? I messed that one up.